Quer natus est nobis, et filius datus est nobis. Today we celebrate the great birth of the Son of God and the Son of Mary, the Son of God and the Son of Man, the baby who has come to us from the consent of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mary who is the mediatrix of all graces and the co-redemptrix of all mankind. Her role in the life of Christ, the incarnation, the birth, and the life of Christ is necessary and is willed by God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And no one should dare to take away that which God has given. And so today, we see, in a special way, though very limited, in the Belém, or creche, here in our altar, that which happened on this day. And we also witness the glory of the angels. Gloria in excelsis Deo, in terra pax omnibus bone voluntatis. So it is the birthday of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is no birthday for the second person of the Trinity. He is God forever, eternally. But there is a birthday for the Son of God become the Son of Man. And this is it. Christmas night and Christmas day. And of course, we have been preparing in the holy season of Advent, and we have preparing today even for this glorious birth of our Redeemer. And unfortunately, too many people put emphasis, as is very obvious, on other things, on presents and decorations and parties and banquets. Those things are to celebrate the birth of Christ, not the other way around. In addition, today, we have a very wonderful and happy event. These five young people who are in the front of the church, who were baptized and confirmed last Saturday afternoon, today are making their first Holy Communion. Today, that process, that circle, and everything in the liturgy and in Revelation is in a circle. It goes and comes and goes and comes eternally. So today you are completing that circle which began with your profession of faith, your baptism, and your confirmation in the Holy Spirit. And today, for the first time in your life, you shall receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ, which we would not have if it were not for the Blessed Virgin Mary. She gave birth to her Son in body and soul, true man and true God. And thus, if it were not for him being born of Mary in the portal in Bethlehem, in the manger where the cattle ate, Bethlehem, the city of the bread of life, we would not be receiving this most holy and august sacrament of the Eucharist, which we receive oftentimes too casually. Don't you do that. Every time you receive Holy Communion, it's a wonderful and special event. It's a great glory to God, and it is a great glory to you. And the fathers of the church, which, of course, has been used in the last 60 years incorrectly, exclaim, the glory of God is the fullness of man, the joy of man. And why is that? Because it is giving glory to God when we believe. It is giving glory to God when we are baptized and confirmed. And it is giving glory to God when we receive his body and blood, soul and divinity in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. And so today, as we celebrate the birthday of the Son of God, the Son of Mary, we give him praise and honor and glory, and we give thanks to him and the Father and the Holy Ghost for this great mystery in which all the persons of the Trinity were involved. And of course, we cannot forget to give thanks to the glorious and ever-holy Saint Joseph, the silent Saint Joseph, the putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, with Mary of the house of David, brings him to Bethlehem to be born. And then all the mysteries of the life of Christ, in which we should participate and in which we should share every single day of our lives. As we celebrate these mysteries, then, let us give thanks to God, for he is full of glory, and he shares the splendor of his glory with us meager men that have nothing but sin to our account. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on this earth to men of goodwill, who wish to receive God, to honor God, to worship God. That is what it means to say, men of good will. So glory be to God. I wish everyone here a very happy and holy Christmas. Vi auguro a tutti quanti siete qui una buona e bella giornata di Natale de Gesù Cristo, nostro Signore. Os deseo a todos vosotros una feliz Navidad del Hijo de Dios, Hijo de María. Christus natus es novis. Venite, adoremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.